Right, look in your Bibles, the book of Exodus tonight, Exodus chapter number 12. It is a joy to be in the Lord's house. Amen. I appreciate the presence of the Lord, and I tell you, I am thankful for all that He's done, all He's going to do. Amen. I do covet your prayers tonight, the Lord, to help us. We might be a help to you in these few moments. I won't preach very long, but want to deliver what's upon my heart tonight. And I will look here in Exodus chapter 12, a familiar chapter, and I pray because of that, that you don't turn it off, but that maybe you allow the Lord to take and speak to your heart afresh and anew tonight. Amen. I'm glad that even the familiar text is still the Word of God. Amen. It's rich, it's real, and it's forever settled in heaven. I'm not hoping this is the Word of God. I know that it is the Word of God. Amen. I thank Him for that tonight. If you're able, stand as we read a few verses here in Exodus chapter number 12. And again, I covet your prayers that the Lord might touch us, enable us, had to preach to your heart tonight. Exodus chapter 12, and beginning in verse number 1. The Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. They shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden it all with water, but roast with fire his head with his legs and with the pertness thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for indeed your wonderful presence in our midst tonight. Thank you for the good songs of Zion that we've heard and felt in our hearts tonight. Oh, Father, I stand here tonight, a needing vessel, needing fresh oil of the Holy Ghost. Except you touch these lips of clay, there'll be no preaching done tonight. I beg you, Lord, walk up and down the aisle. Convict and save sinners. Stir your people. Help us, Lord, that we may make much of you. Exalt and lift up the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everything you do, we'll praise you and thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Again, I've read a familiar text of Scripture in your hearing tonight, dealing with the first Passover down in the land of Egypt. Now, there's more preaching in the verses I've read than I could get done in several nights. But don't worry, in about 20, 30 minutes, I'll be done. But I do thank God for His precious word. And as the pastor mentioned, these events that took place that night were all pointing toward the finished work that would be done at Calvary. All the types point to Him. We could talk in this text about the lamb and how He was selected. How they had to go choose a lamb. How the book of the Revelation tells us that the Lamb of God was slain from the foundation of the world. I want to say something tonight. You sing the songs about searching over heaven. How for one worthy to go, I'll shout with you. But if there was a search made, it simply went this far. He just looked to the right, amen. Have the only one who could come, have the only one worthy to come, that was the Lord Jesus Christ. And He was selected from the foundation of the world. May I say also in this text, how their lamb had to be spotless. How could not be anything wrong with their sacrifice. And ladies and gentlemen, you can look our Lord up one side and down the other, and you'll never find one thing that's wrong with the lovely Lamb of God tonight. You follow me around, you'll find plenty that's wrong with me. But I'll just say I've never found anything wrong with my Savior. He's holy. He's righteous. Amen. He's the sinless one. Could not sin, did not sin, would not have sinned. Amen. He was a spotless, a sacrifice. But then this lamb, a lamb in this text had to be slain. Amen. It just couldn't be a prick. Had a little drop of blood, but it had to be slain. I'm going to tell you, Jesus had to go and be nailed to the cross and shed His blood. Amen. I understand what you say when you talk about a drop. But ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't a drop. It was every bit of His blood shed for the remission of sin. Without the blood, there is no remission. Amen. We could preach in verse 3, 4, and 5 about where it said in verse 3, a lamb. When Adam and Eve sinned, there became a need for a lamb. Amen. You had to have a lamb. I had to have a lamb. Then in verse number 4, it said the lamb. I'm glad one day as John the Baptist was baptizing in the Jordan, he lifted up his eyes and saw one who was walking like no other man walked. Talking like no other man talked, doing what nobody else could do. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. I say again, sing your songs that your sins are covered and behind His back and in the depths of the sea. I'll shout with you. I want to say it's better than that. Thank God my sins are gone because of that precious Lamb who shed His blood, that you and I could be saved tonight. Oh, but then he said in verse 5, your Lamb. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll never make the city of God unless He's your Lamb. Amen. I'm glad your mom and daddy's saved. Amen. I'm glad mama and papa's saved. I'm glad your brother's saved and your sister's saved and your aunts and your uncle. But you must be born again. Except He's your lamb, you'll never make the city. Amen. But I'm interested in what verse 4 says. Tonight, notice with me, he said, and if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Now notice with me, he didn't say the lamb was too little. Amen. no danger of the lamb being too small. Amen. But he said, if your house is too little, go get your neighbor and bring him into the house and let him partake also of the lamb. I got thinking about that again this afternoon. I want to preach a little while, God helping me for a minute, on the lamb is more than enough. The lamb is more than enough tonight. Can I say, first of all, the lamb is more than enough for your need. Amen. Can I say to you, as we think about him being enough for your need, may I say, first of all, he's enough to get you in. I find in verse 7 and verse 12, or verse 13 and verse 22, it talked about them being in the house. How'd they get in the house? Why were they in the house? Because of a lamb. Amen. That lamb, by the way, verse number 22 says, that blood was taken out of the basin. That's the threshold. The vestibule of the doorway. It wasn't out of a bucket. It was slain at the door. And then the blood was applied to the side post and the upper door post. And then on the inside, they were partakers of the lamb. Amen. Someone say, preacher, how did you get in the family of God? I'm glad you asked. I got in by the lamb. It's not the lamb plus water baptism. It's not the lamb plus church membership. It's not the lamb plus your do's and don'ts. It's not the lamb and all that the church may think up. I want to tell you, if you ever get in at the precious family of God, if you ever going to get in, you'll get in by the lamb. That blood must be applied and the lamb must be on the inside. Let me help you with something. People look at me sometimes strange and say, why are you so worked up? It's that lamb on the inside. You see, their lamb, the blood was on the door. They were partaking of the lamb on the inside of their house. But here's the good news. Though their lamb was dead in the house, mine's alive. Somebody said, why you act like you do? There's a resurrected living lamb living on the inside. I'm going to tell you, friend, if he ever moves in, you'll know it. Amen. I'm glad I serve a risen Savior. I'm glad he's alive, and he's alive forevermore. He's enough to get you in the family of God. I'm traveling the country, and folk are trusting a lot of things. But only the lamb will get you in. I say not only he'll get you in, but the lamb will get you through. Verse 12 and 13 and on over in verse 29 and through 30, we find this is going to be an unusual night. A dark night. A dreadful night. A deadly night there in Egypt. Death is passing by. I want to tell you something. I'm glad to live in the grace dispensation. I'm glad I'm on this side of Calvary. I couldn't imagine how they felt. Brother Gary, that night as the daddy would get that lamb and slay it at the door, put the blood on the door, I'd take the lamb inside for him to partake. I'd see them children were afraid. They wondered, will this do it? Will it take care of us? Will it get us through this night? But I want to tell you, when they left out of Egypt, they found out that the lamb was more than enough. Had to get them through an awful night of death and destruction down in Egypt's land. I want to tell you, in a congregation this size, there's multiple needs, but the lamb is more than enough to get you through whatever you're facing tonight. Amen. I've been saying this across the country, and I'm going to say it to you. The Bible said in Job 14:1, man that's born of a woman is few days and full of trouble. I'm afraid most Baptists are hooked on TBN. Mountain Hebrew, that means total baloney network. Amen. They're pushing a prosperity gospel, a positive fall and a positive confession. But ladies and gentlemen, getting saved does not exempt you from having trouble in this life. But oh, I want to tell you, though it may get dark, though it may get dreadful, I'm glad the Lamb of God who got you in and got me in is well able how to get you through whatever you're facing tonight. At Job 14:1 means saved and lost. It ain't just saved, it's saved and lost. You're going to have trouble. I don't tell you that's lost something tonight. You may go to the doctor tomorrow, get some test results, and he comes back with that word that will about cripple you, will about quake you to your very being. And he says, well, we found out you've got cancer. I don't know another word about paralyze you like that word. But, sinner, I want to tell you something. If that's what you get told, you may have a lot of friends as you think. You may have a large family that you are related to tonight. But there's going to come a time when nightfall comes. All them friends are going to have to go home. All that family is going to have to go get in their bed. You're going to have to go in your room and cut the lights out and pillow your head. And ladies and gentlemen, you will be totally 100% alone. Amen. Nobody to comfort you. Nobody to help you. I mean, friend, you're in it all by yourself. I want to say this to us who are saved. If tomorrow we get such a news and it ain't a good report, we've got Christian friends and we got family, but then nightfall will come for us too, and all the friends will go to their house and the family will go get in their bed, and we'll make our way to the bedroom and cut out the lights and go pillow our head, but there'll be somebody else who's present in the room. Hey, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm glad, thank God, whatever you're facing tonight, the Lamb is more than enough had to get you through it tonight. Can I say also, no, the Lamb more than enough to get you in and get you through, but he's enough to get you out. It got him out of Egypt. Now I'm going to make most of you nervous a minute. It does mean it broke your chain. Amen. No change, no conversion. Amen. The salvation of this Bible will make a new creature out of you. I'm telling you, the Lamb that gets you in, gets you out of the mess you're in. Amen. He'll break the chains of sin that have you bound. Take a bottle out of your hand and put a Bible in it. Take dependency on drugs away and become the dearest friend that you'll ever have. He'll be there to love you unconditionally. I love you as nobody else I could ever love you. He'll get you out of your sin. Amen. You can brag about your country singers and they're thanking God for their little words if you want to. You're welcome. But the God that saved me got me out of sin. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, I could get on more, but I think I'll leave it there. You're getting mighty nervous. Amen. I'm telling you, he'll get you out of what you're in tonight. Some of you lost, and boy, you're hooked on staff, and you say, I'll get saved and I can give it up. You'll go to hell. You'll go to hell trying to give it all up. But if you ever come to bloody Calvary, you ever get washed in that precious blood, it'll break those chains that have you bound and set you free and make a new creature out of you in Christ Jesus tonight. I want to say this also. I know Canaan is not a type of heaven. I know that type of victory as a Christian. But I do want to say this. This Lamb's going to get us out of this world. Amen. I don't want my tent pegs too deep. Amen. It don't matter to me if it's Bowling Springs, South Carolina, Concord, North Carolina next week, Mountain City, Tennessee the week after that. It don't matter to me where I leave out of here. I'm just glad this Lamb that got me in His family, He ain't going to leave me forever here, and He ain't going to leave you here forever. But thank God, in the moment, in the twinkle of an eye, one moment walking on dirt and the next walking on gold. One moment riding down the road and the next are flying through the air. One moment abiding in a body that's wrapped with pain and sorrow and the next in a body fashioned unto His glorious body. One moment living in a shack by the roadside and the next in a place that's prepared by His own hand. I'm telling you, the Lamb's more than enough to get us out. Amen. I'm looking and longing for that day. Let me move on. Number two, not only is the Lamb more enough for your need, but in verse 4, the Lamb is more than enough for your neighbor. Amen. Just right ditto underneath that, I'm going to give you the same 3 points again. He's enough to get them in. Now, some of you been saved a while. And I think you may have forgot how mean and sorry and low down you were. You've forgotten how long they prayed for you. How long mom and daddy on prayer meeting night said, pray for my son, pray for my daughter, they're lost and going to hell. Oh, and it went on for years that way. One day the Holy Ghost got a hold of you. Amen. Deep conviction set in. You saw yourself lost and you called on Jesus and He saved you. Well, I got news for you. That son or daughter, that grandchild, that neighbor, that co-worker, that one you go to school with, the very same one that reached down in the muck and mire of sin where you were, I can reach down where they're at and lift them out, wash them white as snow, amen, birth them in the same family that we're in tonight. I want to help some of you struggling with those that are lost still. Been a long time. This right here may not be a real encouragement, but it'll help you and understand what's happening. When you're under conviction, you're not singing, "This is like heaven to me." Do you remember being lost? I said it here Sunday morning. I'll say it one more time. Getting lost is as real to me as getting saved. I not only can take you to the spot I got saved, but I can take you to the spot where I got lost. And I want to tell you that Sunday morning in Sunday school, when the Holy Ghost for the first time revealed to me, it was for me Jesus died, I was not very excited. The guilt of sin began weighing me down. Amen. I was spending nights afraid of going to hell. I'd get in the service and the Holy Ghost get to moving. I'd get afraid that God would never speak to me again. Are you hearing me tonight? Hey, when that one you're praying for gets under conviction, they might get mean and miserable. They may get hard to live with. But when they do, you remember this. That's how you were. Amen. Whoa, the same one got you in. Well, get them in tonight. Hey, the same one, this Lamb that's more than enough to get them in, is able to get them through. We all know people tonight who are hurting and suffering and going through battles. And friend, we have no answers to why. Amen. I get tired of this crowd think they know all the answers. God help, we ain't even sure what in the world's happening to start with, let alone a question. Amen. Hey, but the one that gets us through will get them through as well. And the same one, may I say this in closing, that got us out, get them out. You say, now, preacher, you don't understand. They're on this meth business now. And that's bad stuff. But I'm going to tell you one trip, the bloody Calvary. That's all it'll take. It won't take that in drug rehab. Amen. That drunk ain't going to have to go to AA. They ever go by Bloody Calvary just one time and by faith trust Him, I'm telling you, it'll get them out of the mess that they're in. It'll forever change their life if they just get saved. Amen. Oh, friend, tonight, all the Lord wants me to do is exhort you a little bit and remind you the Lamb is more than enough. He'll never be too little. Amen. Brother Mike preaching about that idol set up in the plains. I'm glad I've never had to prop my God up one time. He not Dagon over in His temple on His turf. Amen. And the next morning cut His head off and His hands off. And amen, they is having to do something with their God. But not one time, Pastor Stewart, have ever said, God, I'll help you a little bit and get you up out of the mess. But I want to tell you, when I've made a big mess, when I have absolutely tried to go my way and things are in shambles, I have found a faithful Lord who has been right there. And no matter how big it seemed, how dark it seemed, I found that the Lamb was more than enough. Amen. I don't know what your problem is tonight, but God does. And He is more than enough tonight. Father, take a very simple message. Use it. I pray for the salvation of the lost and the help of the people of God. Lord, I'm so grateful and thankful for that wonderful night. And as a little boy, You come by and dealt with me and I got saved. I thank You for saving my wretched soul. Help us in this invitation. Help that sinner here tonight come to Christ. Lord, help the people of God struggling in a valley with a problem. I pray may they find help around an old-fashioned altar in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed. They're getting a song ready for invitation. I want to ask you a question tonight. Are you in this place on the floor in the balcony? You're here tonight and you'd have to admit by raising your hand, preacher, I'm lost. I do not know Christ as my Savior. I see that little hand. Is there somebody else, preacher? I'm not saved. I'm not asking you if you're religious. I'm not asking you about your check system on your do's and don'ts. I'm wondering, have you really been saved? I preach Sunday morning on, are you lost in the house? There's some right here tonight. You may be in a family that goes to church, but you're lost. Is there someone else that raised their hand, preacher, I'm not saved. Pray for me tonight. You that are saved, maybe by lifting your hand you'd say, preacher, I'm facing a trial. Please remember me in prayer tonight. Amen. Hands going up through the church. Let's stand. Brother Tim, what are we going to sing tonight? Let's sing it. This altar's open. Pastor Stewart's going to come. He'll take the invitation. As the Lord directs his heart tonight, this old-fashioned altar's open tonight.